بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني قولي، ونفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم يا رب العالمين. Now we're doing the theory. That's the black one. Yeah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Everyone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to sit here and to benefit from the beautiful words of the Quran. May dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that wherever we're here tonight, Allah ta'ala would to penetrate our hearts and allow us to become great believers, inshallah. We ask Allah ta'ala to allow us that we can convey these messages to others as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. This is a Mubarak gathering. The Prophet ﷺ, he praised the gatherings of the people where they itadara surah al-Quran, where they discuss and they speak about the lessons of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ said, Illa nazzat alayhimu sakina wa ghashiyatum rahma wa haffatum malaika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man inda. The Prophet ﷺ mentions four blessings for people who sit down and discuss Quran. The Prophet ﷺ said that first thing is that sakina, tranquility, descends upon everyone here, mashallah. The second thing is that the mercy of Allah that he envelops, it absorbs everyone in here. The third thing is that the angels descend in these gatherings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he boasts about all of us in front of the angels, subhanallah. The same way we're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah that he mentions in front of the angels about how much he loves each and every single one of us here. May Allah make us from such people that are forgiven in this gathering. One man came and he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah ta'ala tells the angels that I forgive everyone in the gathering. And there was one person who came very quickly and left. The angels said, Ya Allah, this person just sat down for a little bit and left. Allah Ta'ala says, I forgive him too, because they are in such a gathering that no one will be deprived. Everyone will have mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful gathering, mashallah. It is a gathering which we studied tafsir of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran. I picked a surah to Furqan because it's one of the very surahs which are near and dear to my heart. And mashallah, I hope that we can derive many blessings. It'll become clear as we speak through the surah about why we're choosing the surah in the first place. It is a remarkable surah. It's again one of the surahs I find near and dear to my heart. And you'll find a very interesting passage, which is very similar at the end of the surah, which I'm not going to spoil until we get there, of course, inshallah. The surah is the 25th surah in terms of the order of in the Quran, in terms of revelation upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because as we know, that the book has an order, and the way it came down, the Prophet has a slightly different order. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's either surah number 38 to 42. It was a very early surah that was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a Makki surah. And so it has a lot of amazing, amazing points that we need to strengthen our iman. Whenever you want to find something to help you with your iman, when you feel like your faith is weak, you go to the Makki surahs. Because those surahs are there to strengthen the hearts of the Sahaba, and specifically to strengthen the hearts of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So may Allah allow us that we remember that, inshallah. Whenever you feel very sad, they say to read, Alam nashrah laka sadarak. And inshallah, you'll be happy instantly, inshallah ta'ala. So now Surah Al-Furqan begins with an amazing word. It's a word that we find in Surah Al-Mulk, which we recite every single night. It's what? This remarkable surah starts with a remarkable word, which is Tabarak. Tabarak. Which is the same thing you hear in Surah Al-Mulk, right? Tabarak al-ladhi biyadihi al-mulk. This also is the only other surah in the Quran which starts with Tabarak, right? Tabarak al-ladhi nazzal al-furqan. So now, what is the root of the word Tabarak? What do you hear in the word? Baraka. Everyone hears Baraka, right? So what does Baraka mean? All right, so now this is where our discussion starts. And this is the most amazing word, extraordinary word. If you can remember one thing, this is the point you have to remember from everything we're going to discuss today. I don't have that much time. There's only so much barrier I can do between you and food. So I have to make sure my points are very precise, inshallah. So the word baraka in Arabic, you know it as blessing. What a blessing, right? What baraka? Oh, mubarak, right? And originally, the origin of the word is used for a camel which is sitting down. Because if a camel is sitting down, then mashallah, you know that camel is going to stay there. When you know a camel sitting down, it's going to stay there. That's why when people say mabruk, I think I mentioned this a long time ago. I just want to repeat this again. Because for some reason I mentioned it once, it didn't settle.
It didn't, the barakah didn't happen the first time I said it. So I'm gonna make sure the barakah happens this time. So mabruk means a sitting camel. Okay. People are trying to tell people, may Allah give you lots of barakah. So you say, may Allah mabruk. So I'm like, okay, so you told his camel to sit down. You know, and then he's alf alf mabruk, like million mabruks. I'm like, okay, mashallah, a lot of camels there. The right word is mubarak, okay? Eid mubarak, right? We don't say Eid mabruk. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind. The point is, in barakah, in the Arab's mind, is that if something can stay there, it's permanent, then there's a lot of good in that. If something can stay impermanent, there's a lot of good in that. And that's what barakah is. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter if you have a little stuff. If there's barakah, does it matter about the quantity? Absolutely not. Because why? Because Allah can do so much with a little, Allah can do so much with a lot. That's what barakah is. That's why we tell people that if you have a little wealth, which is halal, it has so much more barakah than a lot of wealth, which is haram. That's why riba will never compare to something halal. That's why when a person has halal wealth, they can never compare to something which is impermissible. Similarly, if you eat halal food, it's going to have more impact on your life than something haram. If you have halal relationships, it has more barakah than haram relationships. And everything that we understand, may Allah give you mubarak life, mubarak wealth, mubarak health, right? Now mabruk again, right? Mubarak everything, mashallah. We want that people have a lot of blessings in their life, even though the life might be short, even though the life might be limited, even though the wealth might be limited, etc., etc. All this stuff pertains to the word barakah, okay? So may Allah give us all barakah. May Allah grant us khayr. So because why? Because even if it's a little bit of stuff, as long as the barakah is in it, it will fulfill its job. So for example, I'm studying, right? Like when do you say you have a lot of barakah in your time? You say you have a lot of barakah in your time when you can complete the work you want to complete, when the job is done within the time. So for example, I want to read the Quran and I only have 20 minutes, but in that 20 minutes, subhanAllah, I finish like the 15-20 pages. I say, wow, that was a lot of barakah in the time, right? You feel like there was a lot of blessings in that time. You know, mashallah, you know, you have a good relationship with someone, mashallah, maybe a spouse or a wife or whatever, and like you guys went out to like some nice house or restaurant or something. Say, wow, only an hour passed? That's a lot of barakah, mashallah. A lot of good time was spent, right? Everything we wanted to do was in the time, okay? And so that's why, and again, that's why we say time mubarak, life mubarak, health mubarak. What does it all have to do with the word tabarak, right? That's everyone's wondering. What does it have to do with the word tabarak? Tabarak in Arabic is used for a person or a being that in every single instant, every single moment, he does exactly what needs to be done every single time. The word tabarak in Arabic is referring to a person who does everything that he needs to do in every single moment and every single instant, meaning everything that he needs to do gets done. Okay, now your mind, you're telling yourself, this word is an amazing word, an extraordinary word. And this is why in Arabic, they say this word cannot refer to any human being. It cannot refer to any jinn. It cannot refer to any shaitan. It cannot refer to any angel. The only being that fulfills the word tabarak is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he said, khasan billah. You cannot use the word tabarak except with Allah. Because the only one who has supreme barakah, unlimited barakah, making sure to get everything done, no matter how much you have, how little you have, whatever it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when you say tabarak alladhi biyadhi mulk, feel the blessing that I'm talking about Allah. Blessed be the one. That is only talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala can do because why? Because he has all the power. There's no one who has the power like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala knows where to put the barakah because he has all the knowledge. Whenever you say the word tabarak, you're talking about Allah azza wa jal. He has so much khayr and he has so much blessings, so much barakah. He can do everything whenever he wants, wherever he wants. This is Allah azza wa jal. Now having this in mind, Allah ta'ala wants you to know. He tells you, I want to show you how I'm mubarak. How blessed is Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Tabarak alladhi nazzal al-furqan. Blessed is the one who revealed the Quran. Allah says, if you want to see my barakah, look at the book that you're reciting every day, every moment. MashaAllah, this is the book I want you to look at. I want you to examine the Quran, the barakah in the Quran, the way the Quran can transform a person, can change an individual, can change lives, can change civilizations. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the Quran if you want to see the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to see your life become better, look at the Quran. You want to see your health become better? Look at the Quran. You want to see the path to Jannah be made clear for you? Look at the Quran. And look at the word though. Is it the word Quran said here? Mawlana Sahib, you saying Quran, but I heard Furqan. It's Suratul Furqan, not Suratul Quran. What are you talking about, Mawlana? I know. I completely understand. First, we need to know what it's referring to. And now we can talk about the special name. What does the word Furqan mean? Furqan by, right? Abdul Mateen Furqan, right? This is a nice name, mashallah. Beautiful name, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, it's a good name. I don't, nothing wrong with the name. But what does the word mean? Everyone will tell me, they open up a Quran translation, it says criterion. Oh, what a... What, you didn't capture anything of the word, you know? What can I explain to you about Furqan? If I want to explain Furqan to you, I would explain it like a person being in a dark forest.
Okay.
Person's in a dark forest. And in that dark forest, what happens? What do you start hearing? All these sounds, the ICB raccoons and the mice and all these different things. And you can't even take a step because you're so scared. You start moving forward and forward, and now everything is like just so dark. You can't see anything. So what do you need? You need some light. Once you have light, then wow, okay, I can see now that there's some there's a twig there. I can see some grass there. And you know, subhanAllah, you know, the more light you get, the more things you can see, right? Things become more distinguished. Things become more distinct. So you start to be able to see colors. You're able to see, okay, that's a raccoon that's running by now. You know, now you get to see, oh, wow, if I tripped on this, I would have fallen over, gotten hurt. I can be able to distinguish and, you know, become everything become distinct to me from everything that is out there. That's what Furqan means. Furqan is something that distinguishes and makes everything clear for you. Everything that was not clear before becomes clear. That's Furqan. That's what the Quran is described as. Because if you want to know the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where would you find it? In the Quran. If you want to know what is halal and haram, where would you find it? In the Quran. If you want to know what is truth or what is wrong, where would you find it? In the Quran. If you know what to go to, what not to, and what not to go to, it's in the Quran. Everything you need to know what is in this book, subhanAllah. Every distinguishing factor you need is in this book, mashallah. I know what is kufr. I know what is shirk. I know what is iman. I know what is Islam. I know what leads to kufr. I know what leads to nifaq. I know what this disease of the heart are. I know what the heart is. I know who Allah Ta'ala is. I know the day of judgment. I know so many things from this book, mashallah. I know how to lead a family with this Quran. I know how to raise my kids with this Quran. I know how to manage a society with this Quran. I know how to run a government with this Quran. This Quran can literally do everything because it distinguishes everything. It is the Nur. That's another name of the Quran. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا. We have revealed to you a Nur. That's what Quran is. That's what Furqan is. Allah says, if you want to know barakah, understand the fact that what a blessing it has that you can know what is the right way to Allah. People should be grateful to Allah. A convert is so grateful to Allah. You know, one of these rappers, they called him onto like Al Jazeera or something, and they started to talk to him. I think it was Lumen. Any case, he's now, mashallah, Amir Muhaddith, mashallah. But they refuse to call him by his proper name, you know, his Islamic name. They call him, you know, mashallah, if you saw him back then, it's like short beard, you know, whatever, this and that, you know, like dancing with this and that, all this haram stuff. And now, mashallah, you see him, mashallah, look like alim, you know, subhanallah, maulana. You're like, wow, Hazrat, you know, there's literally nur coming from his face. If you look at it, just write like, you know, convert stories to Islam. You hear amazing things. This man, when he was asked, he's like, would you ever want to go back to music? He's like, no, I'm good with Islam. Islam has given me everything I need. Everything I was looking for, I found in Islam. And that's how we should feel. But no one feels it. No one feels happy to pray Isha. We should feel happy. I know what I'm doing in life. Half these 90% of people have no idea what they're doing in life. You have the Furqan, that's how you know. What a barakah. Mubarak is Allah. He gave us this Quran. That we should feel. Now, if you can know Allah's barakah through the Quran, then Allah says, I want you to know what the Quran can do for you. Al-Tabaraka alladhi nazzala al-Furqan ala 'abdihi. Subhanallah. This is like amazing, right? What does the Quran say? What does it say? Blessed is the one who revealed the Furqan on his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his 'abd. And I gave shahada to a woman the other day. I read the shahada like normal. La ilaha illallah Muhammad. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasul. Right? This is the shahada we take. Everyone knows shahada. Okay, alhamdulillah. Maybe a Muslim here? Alhamdulillah. So I said the translation, right? I bear witness not worthy but Allah, and that Muhammad is a slave and messenger, right? And she got like a little hesitant when I got to the word slave. She's like, oh. And I was like, so I repeated it again. She was like, look, lady, we have to get through these words. There's a lot of learning here. We don't have enough time. So she said the words, but I'm just saying, like, she got so apprehensive at this word abd, as if like it was like something like so weird to say slave. I said, no, you're thinking about some weird type of slavery. We are slaves to the greatest king in all of existence. We are slaves to Rabbul Alameen. Who would not want to be his slave? You know, if you're the slave of a king, that means you wear this kingly clothes. You wear royalty clothes. You wear nobility clothes. You are someone who's special to the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I revealed it on my slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're talking about the greatest name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not Rasul. It's not Nabi. It is Abd. Allah ta'ala said, he is my perfect slave. If you want to see what the Quran can do for you, look at Muhammad Rasulullah. It made him Rasulullah. If you want to see what the Quran can do for you, it made the Prophet into a prophet. Why do we call him a prophet? Because the Quran came down on him. Why do you call him Rasul? Because the Quran came down on him. Who was he before? Someone who could not read or write. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Someone who did not have his parents. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lost his parents at a young age. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many difficult things he went through. Generally, you would think a person who goes through these hardships in life, he will not become successful. You would think this about a person. But look at the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those beautiful days that he lived as a, you know, in this world, mashallah. Training people to become good Muslims, showing them how to live a life pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. What a happy, amazing person he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even this type of person who you thought in your mind maybe he wouldn't be successful, Allah says, look what I transformed him into, because he became my slave. Once you tell yourself, I'm Allah Ta'ala's abd, I become Allah Ta'ala's servant, you see what Allah Ta'ala will do for you. You see how Allah Ta'ala will transform you. Allah Ta'ala says, you can notice my barakah through the Quran, and you can notice my barakah through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact that I revealed this book on him is a sign that I am so blessed. Allah Ta'ala says, you need to see how much blessings I have. One Jewish man, at the time of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi, he accepts Islam. And they asked him, why did you accept Islam? He said, I read Imam Muhammad's book. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi is the student of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. He wrote a book called Kitab al-Asl, which is also, we'll get there. The Kitab al-Asl is like, it's a huge, mashallah, huge work. And subhanAllah, this Jewish man who read this book, he says, I accepted Islam because I read this book. And he said, why is it that you accepted Islam from reading this book? He said that if this is your small Muhammad that wrote this book, what about the big Muhammad that read the Quran? You know, like subhanAllah, like in his mind is like, oh my God, like how could the Quran be? And this exactly happened, by the way, in Nazi Germany. Like, oh, how did this go from there to there? Is that in Nazi Germany, what happened was they started to have a project to translate a lot of Hitler's books into other languages. And so they decided to choose Arabic for one of the languages to translate. So they needed to get a good grasp of Arabic. There's a whole discussion about the Hansberg dictionary and subhanAllah, all these different things. You know, they're Nazi interpreters. It's crazy. Yeah. So in any case, one of the people, in order to understand about Islam, he studied Imam Muhammad's Kitab al-Asl again. And he also accepted Islam. Allah gives hidayah through unbelievable ways. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Allah says, if you want to see the blessings of me, look at the Quran, which is recited day in and day out, night and day. Everyone is revolving their lives on this book. If you want to see my barakah, look at Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a man who's mentioned every single moment in this dunya has a mention of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because anywhere in the world, you look at it from right now. We are at nighttime right now in America. MashaAllah, Fajr time is going on in Japan. The adhans are going on in Japan. And they're saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You go to every country, after every country, every place, every state, every area in the world. Someone's doing tashahud an Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Allah that's saying, you want to see my perpetual barakah? You want to see how I'm constant everywhere? Look at Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you understand how a man who's mentioned 1400 years ago, I'm not from the same country as him. I'm not from the same area as him. Yet I would give my life for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a man we love alayhi salatu wasalam. You want to see the barakah of Allah Ta'ala? Look at the Muslims have so much love. Even the Muslim that never prays, never does anything. You mention Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in any strange way, his anger will flare up because his love for Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the book that we revealed unto Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made him a prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So that you could be, so that he could be for all the worlds, a warner. He could become a warner for the entire world. What Allah is telling us is, if you want to see the blessings of Allah, look at the slaves of Allah. The most important slave you can look at is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you look at the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, you would understand what it means to be a true worshiper of Allah azza wa jal. And if you are a person who also becomes a servant of Allah, then you will also become not for just one world, not for two worlds, not for three worlds, but Allah, this is for all the worlds. You'll become Allah's chosen servant to go and spread the message of Allah azza wa jal. If you know you're doing the right job is when you're giving da'wah. If you're inviting people to Allah, that's the right job. It's not just engineer, IT, or this and that. My job is that I need to spread the Islam. Either it's spreading it to my family, to my friends, to my social circle, to my workplace. I have to become da'i, because Allah Ta'ala says that's a chosen slave. لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ النَّذِيرَ. You heard the word warner at the end. And everyone is like, Mawlasab, you're talking about barakah. Warnings on barakah? Who there was a warning? You know, when you hear like the red alert right on your phone or everything, or the amber alert, you're like, oh my God, someone turned this off. You know, the alarm is not a barakah. You feel annoyed by the alarm. And so you were thinking bashira. You know, it should have been like glad tidings, some kind of good tidings. But Allah just said, no, nazira. Because you have to understand that in reality, in life, to get a warning is much better than getting a glad tiding. Also, you're driving the car. You're driving 90 miles per hour. This is Muslim by speed, by the way. Okay. You're driving 90 miles an hour, I just have to wake him up a little bit. Mashallah. We're almost done. I have to keep again the barrier between you and the food, mashallah. You have to drive 90 miles an hour, going, and then you're driving as fast as you can. And then, subhanAllah, you're driving, and then you know everything gets very dark. And then what happens is you see the lights, they go forward and they bounce back a sign to you. What does the sign say? Warning cliff. Oh, what happens to the brake? And at that moment, you tell yourself, wow, what a blessing that warning was. And that's the reality of warners. And this is the thing you need to understand. You know, a person can tell you 15, 20, 30 things about, mashallah, you're going to Jannah, mashallah, you're going to Jannah, mashallah, you're going to Jannah. Well, if you pray these two rakats, you go to Jannah and everything, right? But you could pray those two rakats in the most terrible way. And that's what people do, unfortunately. Wow, you're just a Jannati. Wow, you went for a Jannati, Jannati, everyone Jannati, Swan, everyone Jannati. You know, but then we never notice our imperfections, right? What does the tombstone say? Right? Too perfect for an imperfect world, right? We think we're too perfect for this dunya. We think everything we're doing is right. So what did the Prophet say? Certain people's salah will be thrown back at them. The Prophet says certain salahs will be turned back at them. Meaning what? They'll be thrown away like a dirty rag. Salah will say, why did you pray me so miserably? Now what happens to my mind? Oh, I got to make sure I do this a little better now. Because I don't want it being thrown back at me. What did the Prophet say? He saw while he was going on the Mi'raj. He saw on this amazing journey that he saw a person whose head was being smashed by a rock. And then every single time this person's head will be smashed by a rock, the rock will roll over. And then the person will go and collect the rock again. You find that the person's head becomes completely intact again and smash it again and roll over and smash it again. And this continues to happen. The Prophet asked the two angels that were accompanying him and going. And they he said, Rasulullah said, what is happening here? The Prophet said, the two angels told him, Oh Muhammad, this is the person who slept past his morning prayers. He slept behind past his morning prayers, and this was going to happen to him until the day of judgment. Another narration mentions that this is the person who forgot the Quran after he memorized it. Now what will happen to us? Oh, I don't want that to happen to me. I should be careful. And that's the idea of a warning. This blessing of a warner is unbelievable. The fact that the Prophet told you both about Jannah and about Jahannam is something so important to us. People don't value the words. To us, a warning is much more important than even the fact that you give me glad tidings. Tell me what not to do in life. Okay, if you tell me what not to eat, I'm better, right? You know, if you always tell me what to eat, I want to know what not to eat because that's more safe for me. And that's the idea about a warner. He tells you what exactly not to. So Allah says that the blessing of the Quran is that it's number one. The blessing of Allah is number one, the Quran. Number two is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the third thing is that you know in life what not to do. What a great thing it is, you know what not to do. Allah says, this barakah, this amazing thing, Allah says, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. This can only be from one being alone. This barakah only emerges from one being alone, who has the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. He has no son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. He has no partner in the kingdom. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. He created everything. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقَدِيرًا. If you're wondering how can Allah put barakah in everything, Allah says, I've already apportioned everything, completely portioned. Everything has a proper taqdeer. Taqdeer in Arabic means when you put the exact amount in the exact place. That's qadr. That's qadr. People sometimes they curse their qadr. Say, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Are you saying Allah made a mistake? Are you saying Allah made a mistake? He messed up? He slipped? Are you saying that it's not the right number? People look at their bank account and say, I should have more. And in my mind is that you have exactly enough. Because that's what Allah said. قَدَّرَهُ تَقَدِيرًا. The precision of Allah is so great. I just want to give you just quickly two examples, inshallah. Okay, when you know, subhanAllah, we go through so much snow here. And sometimes you just have to think about these things, you know, just like ice and snow and all these things. You know, like the freezing temperature of ice and water is what? 32 degrees, right? It's just so extraordinary. You know, you look at the ocean though, like you look at all that huge body of water. It doesn't freeze over completely, right? The ocean doesn't freeze over. 32 degrees, right? Even though it's 32 degrees, what? The ocean is what? Still normal. Right? What is the most you see for like water that freezes? What part freezes? The top. The bottom never freezes. Why? Because ice is less dense than water. Right? Someone made it that, you know, when you freeze something, usually it becomes heavier. It sinks. Yet for some reason, water, when you freeze it, gets lighter and actually comes to the top. Why does it come to the top and not the bottom? Because if it were to come onto the bottom, then all the fish would die. So Allah made it in such a way that the fish would never die whenever it would get too cold. And what would you find if you actually put a thermometer or a thermostat underneath? It's actually 40 degrees. How did Allah do that? How did that happen? Who's planning all these things? You look at a forest fire. So devastating is a forest fire. Unbelievable. Right? We'll go from ice and we'll go to fire. When you look at a forest fire, it's so extraordinary, like the amount of devastation that's caused. Yet you look at the California forest fires. If you observe them, watch them years later, you see complete green. The pastures grow out. You see all this different vegetation that grows. Plants that never grew, they will start to grow. They have fire flowers. Fire flowers is not something you find in Mario. Fire flowers is what? It's a flower that grows after a fire, after a wildfire. And all these different things. Because why? Because once a fire happens, the ground in which there were seeds that were there, the seeds are always left over. They finally get sunlight and they get water. And all the dead trees actually return all the nutrients to the ground. So that means these seeds can finally grow. And what do you find? All these different animals start to come. A woodpecker, which is a black color. An owl, which is a black color. Because now they have places to hide. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Allah made all this planning. And if this is the Allah who does everything with nature, what do you think He does with you and I? Every second of our life has been planned by Allah. That's why I want everyone to take as, inshallah, a takeaway point. Every single moment of your life has barakah in it. And know that Allah planned that from Him. Now you could use it in the best way or you cannot. It's your choice. But we ask Allah that He makes us to use it in the best way, inshallah. It's all in the first two ayats. May Allah grant us tawfiq and understanding. Allow us to benefit from the Quranic message. May Allah allow us that we can receive it. Allow us to become people that become true ibad of Him. And people that can look at the Furqan and really take out the message of the Quran, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الساكنين يا الله يا الله ويا شفيع المرسي يا الله ويا شفيع البركة يا الله ويا شفيع التوفيق يا الله So مبارك are you Allah So great are you Allah So perfect are you Allah Allah we are weak يا الله We are imperfect يا الله We make mistakes يا الله أرحم الراحمين We come to a master who is perfect يا الله We ask you to forgive us يا الله But I mean يا سيدي forgive us all our sins يا رحم الراحمين Our head to toe are covered in sins يا الله Our eyes are covered in sins يا الله Our ears are covered in sins يا الله Our tongues are covered in sins, Ya Rahman. We ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah. But I mean, Allah, please, Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. From lust, Ya Allah. From desires, Ya Allah. From all the haram things, Ya Rahman. Let our hearts only be connected to You, Ya Allah. May our life be only connected to You, Ya Allah. May our hearts only be connected to You, Ya Allah. But I mean, Allah, give us character like the character of Muhammad Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. But I mean, Allah, Ya Rahman. Allah, we become true da'is, true inviters to Your way, Ya Allah. Allah, that we never miss a single prayer in our life again, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Rahman, Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah. Allah, so worship Allah in Ramadan properly, Ya Rahman. Ya Allah, Allah, so open the Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, so explore the Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, so live and read the Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, so connect with the Quran, Ya Allah. Allah, we love this book, Ya Allah. Let the book love us too, Ya Rahman. We love to pray, Allah, let the prayer love us, Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, we ask for ourselves and our youth and our children, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us strong in Islam, Ya Rahman. Guide us, Ya Allah, Rabbanani, to the day of judgment, Ya Rahman. Ya Allah, we ask for the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Put us in general to those, Ya Allah, with Habib Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabbana alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah. I just want to make a quick announcement for next Saturday. We have, mashallah, a wonderful youth program, the Muslim Identity. The program is called Guarbi. And mashallah, will be a program from Asr to Isha. Alhamdulillah, we'll have speakers coming from various masajid to come and speak about very important topics for both the youth and for ourselves as well about what it means to be a Muslim in these difficult times, in these crises, in the times of crises. And so there'll be topics about, for example, like following Sheikh Google the story of Lut alayhi salam, the issue of LGBT, and mashallah, about the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. It'll be a very wonderful program. We'll have nasheeds and qira'ah as well. So we ask everyone, inshallah, for yourselves to come. And please also spread the word, inshallah, next Saturday, March 12th, from Asr to Isha, inshallah. It should be about 4:15 to about Isha time, inshallah. And of course, we'll have food for everyone as well. May Allah allow this program to be a success. May Allah allow us that we can also remove the doubts about that, inshallah. So there's
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, give us a few minutes so that the brothers.